But let's begin. We're going to worship Jesus this morning. Last Sunday, Andrew and I were not here, and it felt like, you know, something big was missing from our lives. And, you know, we just come to church on Sundays. That's what we do. Yeah. So what I was thinking of today, this morning, is that, you know, we come to church 52 days a year. And we come to worship like this. We lift up our hands. We praise Jesus. We have wonderful fellowship. And then we go home. And I was wondering, has it become a habit? You know, we want every time that we come to Jesus to be fresh. Because he's infinitely, you know, more than we can ever know in one lifetime. And so we are always searching and getting to know him better. Last Monday, Andrew and I had gone to search for something in camp here, yeah? And we didn't know exactly where that shop was. And so we kind of got lost, but we enjoyed the journey. We went to different shops. We did some shopping. We stopped for some fruit, all of that stuff. But after one point, we said, enough is enough. We need to ask somebody where the shop is. And then we said, okay, let's find out where exactly the shop is. And as soon as we asked, they pointed us to the right direction. And we went to that shop, and you know, the purpose was accomplished. So this morning when we come here, let's not miss out on the main thing. Okay, I hope that you have wonderful fellowship with one another. I hope that you have, you know, you give a big hug to Auntie Nini. I hope that you have funny conversations, you have photo sessions, and, you know, all of this good stuff. I hope you get the healing you've been praying for. I hope you get the deliverance that you've been praying for. But more than anything, I hope you meet him today. How many of you are expecting to meet with the King of Glory this morning? That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm entering into worship for. Yeah. I want to read, today is Palm Sunday. Yeah. I want to read from the passage in Matthew 21, verse 7 onwards. They brought the donkey and the colt and put them on their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him, and that followed him, were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And he entered Jerusalem, and the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." This was the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, 1 week from, you know, his crucifixion. And, you know, we're going to talk more about that. But I want to say the very next sentence in this passage says, and Jesus entered the temple. It was the same day that Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, "It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you make it a den of robbers." And then it says he healed people and all of that, but it says that the zeal of the Lord consumed Jesus in that moment. And the same zeal consumes him today. He wants to be with us. He wants intimacy with us. He wants authenticity with us, yeah? So this morning, when we come into worship, it's not just a, you know, every Sunday thing that we do. Let's be expectant to meet with Jesus this morning, okay? Regardless of who you get to meet and what you get to do today, let's meet with Jesus, amen? Come, let's stand to our feet, and with joyous praise and thanksgiving, let's welcome him into our presence, into our midst.
Treasure more. Jesus, this song is forever yours. You. receive the Holy Spirit in your heart by faith. He is here this morning. If you want Him, receive Him by faith. Yeah, this is when we can exercise our faith. Faith is a muscle, yeah. Receive the presence of the Holy Spirit by faith.
And longings, and also reminding us that, listen, He's all we need, He's all we'll ever need, and He's the only one we need. So wherever you are in this narration, if there is a deep heart cry that you've come with, or you're saying, God, I can't really say you're all I need because I have been drinking from other wells, but I want to make you my everything, then will you just lift your hands to Jesus as an act of acknowledgement and surrender and say, God, you are all I need. You're all I need. Says that when someone speaks out in a tongue, someone has an interpretation. Okay, so a tongue is of this kind, is really it's spoken to God, so it will be a praise, it will be a prayer. And if you feel you have something, do you please just pray it out, sing it out. Maybe it's a scripture.
You may be seated for a little while. This is a good time for us to come to the Lord's table. I'll invite Esther to lead us in this time.
I'm reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. It says, "And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again." Isn't it so convenient and tempting to live for ourselves? We live in a world which emphasizes on self-made, love myself, click myself, selfie. Isn't it? It's all about I, me, myself. Did Christ come down from heaven to earth for himself? Did he walk on this earth to come and inspect if everything is going on well in the world that he created? Is that the reason he came down? No. He came down from heaven to earth. He walked on this land. He suffered and bled and died so that he could redeem us because he loved us. What kind of a love is that? Just think about that. Paul in this passage says in verse 14 that Christ's love compels him. So it is this indescribable, it is this inexplicable love of Christ that enables us to die to ourselves and live for Christ in this world. So as we partake of his body and blood this morning, let's be reminded that we are called to die to ourselves and live for Christ who died for us and who was raised to life. Amen. I request the ushers to please pass the bread and juice. So this is for only those people who have accepted Christ as their personal Savior. And if you do not know what you are talking about, if you have not put your faith in Jesus Christ yet, please let the elements pass by. And you can talk to one of us after the meeting about what is this love of Christ that we talk about.
Remember his body broken. Let it Receive this reward.